My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 31st of July 2009 at 12:40 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
It's Esme Teresa Camley, 1st of the 5th 90, and I'm from Glasgow.
How are you feeling going on the fourth plinth?
Fine just now, a bit nervous, but I think it should be fine when I get up there and stuff.
How did you first hear about the project?
I had an email through university, and so I just went on the link and had a look, and it looked really interesting, so I decided to sign up.
And what is it that inspired you to apply?
I'm an art student. I'm really interested in artwork, any kind, and I just thought it would be a great opportunity for myself, and also just to kind of be a piece of art rather than always just make it kind of thing. And I just thought it was a great idea, and I'd like to do it, so that's why I did it.
And how did you feel when you heard you had a place?
I was really pleased. I wasn't actually sure I'd be able to make it down because of being a student, I'm skint. So, but yeah, I was really pleased when I heard about it. So I phoned my parents and things like that. I was like, can you give me some money? So, but they were quite helpful with that.
So did you know about Gormley's book before?
I only still know a little bit, just about the Angel of the North and kind of thing like that. I mean, obviously I've heard his name, he's really famous and stuff, but I've never actually properly looked into it before. But I just thought this project sounded really good, really up to date and modern. I just thought it just sounded brilliant, so just went for it.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
Quite a lot. I had to give up a job to come here because they wouldn't let me have time off. So, but I just thought it was such a great opportunity that I couldn't pass it up. It does mean quite a lot because art is my life and it will be for the rest of my life. And to be part of something so big, if I never make it myself, at least I'll have been part of something, you know, that is big and that someone who is well respected has had a part in, kind of thing. So I think it's a great opportunity. Yeah.
Where did your interest in begin?
When I was a baby, really. When I was like a toddler, kind of thing. My dad is a political cartoonist, and ever since I was a wee girl, I've been drawing. Progressed. I love making things mostly, and then just took that and made a portfolio and applied to art schools, and now I'm doing art philosophy at Duncan Jordan in Dundee, and I absolutely love it. So, yeah.
What does art philosophy mean?
I do art. It's fine art and then philosophy, and it's kind of 60-40 based. And basically, because art is everything, you know, it's just trying to include the philosophy into the art. So you're learning things about things that aren't really specifically art, but can be applied, rather than just always being in that one kind of base all the time, so that you can broaden your mind and kind of thing like that, and a lot. So it's a really good course.
And what would you like to do when you've finished your course?
I would preferably like to be a working artist, but obviously not a lot of people get to do that, so I'd probably have to do teaching or something like that along with it, or lecturing or something. But definitely want to really focus and try and get my work out there and things, because that's what I've always wanted to do, so try my hardest.
Have you participated in arts projects or events before?
Not really, just kind of things with schools and things like that, you know, entering competitions, but never this kind of thing, never in this big a scale. So that's why I really wanted to go for it, kind of thing, because I just thought I'll never get an opportunity like this again, possibly. So, yeah.
And have you been watching the project at all?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, on and off. Some of it has been really good, I thought. I liked a girl that done. She had made paper birds because she was talking about how there's no pigeons here anymore and things, and how kind of like doves were to do with humanity and things, and that's what the project's kind of about. It's about each other and things like that. I thought that was a really good idea. Even things like there was a man doing beekeeping and things like that. It's just like even getting things out there that people wouldn't really know about, kind of thing, or be interested in, but like it's given a sort of leverage for everyone to hear about, and I think that's a great idea.
I think that we're seeing a snapshot of the people of the UK.
I think actually that it's been mostly artists and people like that, designers and things. So kind of in my project I've kind of tried to incorporate people that aren't necessarily from that background, because I think that what Gormley was trying to do was get a broad kind of look at everyone, but I think that's because of a lot of the people that obviously interested or know about him have been artists and things. A lot of the people that have applied tend to be that way swayed, so, and obviously myself as well. So I just tried to get like a lot more people, because I think that, I mean, I think it has really worked, but I think that there could have been more diversity, kind of thing.
What will you be doing for the hour?
I'm going to go up and read out things that people have asked me to say. I've just asked my friends, my family and anonymous people just to give me secrets, quotes, poems, just anything at all they wanted to say, and give, you know, anybody a leverage, they want, whatever they want to say, even things that are totally random and don't mean anything, because one of us is important to the other for me, kind of impartial, don't want to have anything kind of to put into it, sort of thing. So just really that's what it was about, kind of. And also, like, a lot of people have given me secrets or confessions, kind of thing, so kind of almost like telling a stranger or telling someone and then they tell a lot of strangers can sort of let it go, sort of thing, like pass it on to the wind. And I just thought, like, that would maybe be a good idea to, I don't know, almost like help people in a way, and like maybe find out things about Britain that they wouldn't be have known before, kind of thing, like real Britain almost, like, because that's what people really wanted to say but couldn't. So that's what I try to do anyway, but I don't know if work or not, but we'll just see. So
so have you brought things with you written and you're reading them out?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, yeah. And I've also got an email address I've made up for people to send me more, and I'm going to like hang out the poster kind of thing for people to email me more, and hopefully progress in a art project of my own for university or whatever kind of thing, using the things that I've gathered. So yeah.
And what do you hope to be able to do, things that you gather, what will you do as a project around it?
I haven't really decided on that yet, because this is just the very starting point for me. I usually work really kind of visually to begin with, maybe just, you know, repeat patterns of the letters and the forms they make or whatever, and then kind of build that up. I also tend to kind of work more kind of sculpturally. I like to make things, so it'll probably end up something like that in the end, but I'll kind of just work through it all, read them all again, go through it, and just hopefully come up with something good at the end, sort of thing.
And why did you decide to do that on the plinth?
Just because I did want to represent lots of people. I think, like I said, there wasn't like a lot of diversity kind of thing up there, so, and I think I just wanted to give just everybody a chance to say what they wanted, and also for myself, it's a bit selfish, but I really wanted to hear what people to say in a way, because it would be interesting for myself. And I did get some really interesting things, and I also learned a lot from it, even just myself, because I have some of my own quotes and things like that, and they're like reading things and looking up artists and whatever and things that they've said, and it's just been a real learning curve kind of thing.
How long has it taken you to prepare?
Probably just a couple of weeks, because I didn't really know I was coming, obviously, because of the money and things like that. So I've just been kind of doing it on and off, but because I also had a job and everything else. But I've managed to gather quite a lot. I don't know if it will last the whole hour, but if it doesn't, I'll just keep repeating it or whatever, so, because it's as much as I could get in the time kind of thing.
Who would you say that you're doing this for, then?
Myself and everyone that's given me things. I just think, obviously for myself, because I'm going to get something at the end kind of thing, and maybe even just for people who are listening, maybe like somebody will have said something that I've read out that they'll connect with, and hopefully, you know, I don't know, or inspire people or whatever. It's just for everyone, it's for Britain in a way, you know what I mean? So yeah.
What do you hope happens when you get up on the plinth?
That I don't get really nervous and say nothing. So no, I just hope that I have a good time, that I don't heckled or anything like that. A lot of people kind of watching online, so I don't think a lot of people will be up there or anything like that. I know I've got people back home watching and stuff. I just hope it goes well, really. Just, yeah, and I don't get afraid of heights or anything.
Have you got any fears about going up?
I don't like cherry pickers. So, well, I've just seen people in before and never been in any, but yeah, I don't like the thought of that, really, but it should be fine, I think. So, because I'll just have to go on with it, so.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like up there?
I think it'll be frightening at first. I don't actually like doing public speaking, so this is kind of forcing myself almost. I'm trying to challenge myself to do something that I wouldn't usually do, just for a confidence boost, really. But I don't know. Yeah, basically that, yeah.
Would you like people to interact with you from the ground?
Yeah, I would like that, actually, yeah, but as long as it wasn't anything nasty, anything like that. But I don't think they would say anything like that anyway. But I think that might encourage me more than, like, you know, people standing there watching me rather than, you know, having a wee conversation. It might make me more relaxed kind of thing.
One of the things that we're asking everyone to help us get an idea of the people who are taking part in the project is, what are the things that are important to you in life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
At the moment, my studies... I just really want to just get back to uni. Really sounds really sad at summertime, but I want to go back to uni and just really get into my artwork and things like that, and I just want to learn. Also my family and my friends, my boyfriend who's been really lovely and has let me stay with him over the summer in Dundee, and just things like that, things that have always been important to me really. Friends and family have always been important to me, they're always supporting me and all that. That's how I managed to come down here in the first place and make it happen, and also in a way, like, because all my friends and family have given me things, you know, because some people just might have not bothered. Yeah, just that kind of thing. I just want to really live life to the max. I just want to have a good time while I've got it and things like that. That's what's important to me. It's been.
And what have you got planned over the summer between your studies?
Nothing much, not much money, so just really just try to find a job mostly. I should probably go up there and ask if anybody's getting any jobs going, but nothing much at all. This is going to be my holiday type of thing, and because I've already been to Tina Park and things, so nothing much at all. Just trying to, I'll just be, you know, doing things for myself, like with this, and just going out and about with my friends and things like that, nothing much at all.
What was the job you had to give up to come back?
Oh, it was awful, I'd have probably given up anyway. I was working at being a cleaner in a shop, and I had to clean toilets and all that, and it was awful, it was really horrible, and I'm actually really glad I gave up. My boss was horrible as well. But like, I had worked as a shop assistant before, and I really loved that. I loved talking to people and things like that, and this job is just awful. And I'm just really glad I gave it up, actually, to be honest.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you applied and to this moment now?
It's been really good. It's been hard at times, with people going, you better get on with this kind of thing, and all that kind of stuff, and trying to get the money together and finding places to stay and all that kind of thing, but it has been really good and worthwhile, and I think I'll definitely take a lot away from it, and I think it'll all be worth in the end, because that's why I have, you know, given up my job and all that kind of thing for it. So
great. And before we finish, is there anything that you'd like to add or tell us that we might not have asked?
I don't know, just that it'll be on my my flag thing anyway, but the email address for people to send things to is esmesecrets@hotmail.com. And that's it.
Brilliant, thank you.